11-5 this season with a .204 goals against average and .924 save percentage. Defensively, their team captain, Brock Faber, out of Maple Grove, Minnesota, just solid. He's teamed with Mike Kester, a junior from Shaska, Minnesota. You'll hear the names of Ryan Johnson, freshman Ryan Chesley, Jackson Lacombe, Luke Middlestadt, and Cal Thomas on the back end for Minnesota. Their top line is stacked. Matthew Nyes, a U.S. Olympian, sophomore from Phoenix, 11 goals, 21 points this season, 54 points in 52 career games, 26 goals. He's averaging a half goal per game in his collegiate career. And then Logan Cooley, the freshman from Pittsburgh, 9 goals, 24 points in 18 games for the Arizona Coyotes, third overall draft pick. Jimmy Snuggerud, the freshman from Shaska, Minnesota, 11 goals, 25 points in his initial season of college hockey. Many believe those two could probably go pro, and Nyes as well. We may only have to handle these guys a couple of more times after tonight before they move on to professional hockey, but that is a very powerful line. Then Mason Nevers with Jackson Nelson, Bryce Brodzinski, Brett Pitlick, Aaron Hughlin, and Brody Lamb. Charlie Strobel, the son of former Badger Mike Strobel, on the left wing with John Middlestadt centering the fourth line with Connor Kurth on the right wing. Badgers, again, come in after last night's loss. They have lost 15 consecutive Big Ten regular season games on the road. They're hoping to snap that streak tonight against their arch rivals. And we will have the opening faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt when we come back in just a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Calling all Badger hockey fans, the Wisconsin Badgers and Kohler's restaurants are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit any participating Wisconsin Kohler's restaurant and register your child for a chance to be the Kohler's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive four game tickets, a Kohler's gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Kohler's, proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited.
Throughout 2022, UW Athletics and BMO is observing the 50th anniversary of Title IX and celebrating the landmark legislation's impact on women in collegiate sports. With events and moments planned throughout the calendar year, Wisconsin Athletics is finding unique ways to tell female stories, celebrate with the community and campus, and highlight past and present accomplishments of teams and individuals. Visit uwbadgers.com/Title IX for more information. Thanks to BMO for their support of the 50th anniversary of the Title IX celebration.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger hockey is on the air.
Near center ice, he'll fire one towards the net and scores! Big glove save, he snatches it out of the air. Goes to the Lobo, shoots and scores! 2-on-1, but I think he's low on gas, but gets it to Caulfield. Caulfield shoots and scores! Caulfield, Badgers win! What a finish! What a game!
Keep it going, baby!
Badger Hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. It's time to drop the puck and hit the ice.
Ryan Posick and Paul Capobianco at Mariucci Arena, and this could very well be the last time the Badgers play the Gophers on this ice surface. Mariucci is 200 feet long, 200 feet long by 100 feet wide, an Olympic ice sheet. But after this season, they are renovating this building and reducing the ice surface to 200 by 85, just like the standard National Hockey League rink, and that will make this game here a little bit different than what we've seen from the Golden Gophers, who always can skate very well. I wonder if it behooves them to shrink the rink, or if it's better when they have more ice.
Well, they certainly have an advantage because of the size of their ice. They always, like you mentioned, this high skill, get up and down the ice. They have a lot of room to play with, but I know part of the college experience is preparing people for the next level, and that is what they're looking to do, and getting guys ready to play in the rinks that the NHL does, and that's they're making a good investment to do that.
Yeah, I know the University of Wisconsin coaching staff would like that to happen someday at the Kohl Center. That may or may not in the near future. Never know, but Minnesota is planning on doing that here after this coming season. Badgers could be back in this building in the Big Ten playoffs. We'll wait and see. Referees tonight: Jake Rakuki and Tony Check, Sam Schakowsky and Chad Roethlisberger. The opening faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Start your day with thick, creamy, and all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurts. Owen Lindmark to take the draw. About 63% in the faceoff circle this season for Lindmark against Jackson Nelson. Nelson wins the faceoff, and the Gophers get started. Passed by Ryan Chesley. Handcuffed the intended receiver, Bryce Brodzinski, all the way down to the Wisconsin zone, and the Badgers have possession of the puck. Jack Horbach with it, skates up near the benches right in front of us, and will flip it down into the Minnesota zone to our right. Chesley there, pressured by Carson Bantle, who fell down, tried to poke the puck to the point man, Mike Vorlicki, a bit too strongly, and that forces Vorlicki all the way back into the Wisconsin end. Again, Kyle McClellan starting in goal for the Badgers opposite Justin Close, who's kind of just hanging out right by his cage with his left arm up over on the crossbar. Badgers onside. Horbach gains the line. Double teamed by the Gophers. Logan Cooley and Chesley down there. Slides free. Bantle shoots one up near the chin of Close. He's able to make the stop. Dropped it into his glove and then threw it to the far faceoff circle. Faceoff coming up. Little pushing and shoving after the whistle involving Owen Lindmark and Ryan Johnson. But Badgers attacked early and got a chance early.
Just what we talked about, one puck along the boards that the D had to go back and get. Chesley, Badgers won the puck from him once, and then the puck in the corner, the Badgers come out with it again. So we talked about how that Badgers will win those battles, making the back, and it's happened twice already here.
Wisconsin wins the faceoff. Ben Dexheimer, freshman defenseman, flips it behind the cage. Brock Faber able to chip it off to his D partner, Mike Kester. Here comes Logan Cooley, that is, flying up the ice. Daniel Lodge tried to hang with him. His partner, Ben Dexheimer, able to cut off Cooley. Shot from the left wing by Malmquist up off the shoulder of Close. Rebound was there. Came out to the blue line, and Lodge fired one back behind the nets. Dexheimer pinching in. It's loose. Right circling. Caulfield stopped by Justin Close as well. Badgers getting early chances. Here's Malmquist. Low left. Shot by Caulfield. Another save by Close. A tough angled shot by Brock. That went up into the mesh, stopping play. 1:28 in, and the Badgers come out with some jump.
Yeah, they do. And Justin Close there. Liam Malmquist going one way behind the net. Tried to go back against the grain to catch the goaltender. I don't know if a teammate mentioned something to him or he saw the play, but he got over there quick to stop the really tough angled shot for Wisconsin.
Charlie Stramel's line out there for the first time tonight with Lucius and Gorniak, and Stramel. Lucius retrieves the puck on a steal, tried to shoot, fanned on it, got the puck back and pushed it wide. Close may have helped it along with his goalie stick, and then Luke LeMaster was caught in a little deep, it appeared. Now on the attack is Pitlick, centering pass to an open Aaron Hughlin. Couldn't get his stick on to finish the play. Now Jack Gorniak the other way for the Badgers. Dumps it in. Interfered with a bit by Luke Mittelstadt. Nothing called. Gorniak on the forecheck in the far corner, getting some support from Lucius. Eventually Hughlin pulled it away. Threw it right through the middle of the ice to Pitlick. He can't clear. Good job by Corson Kuhlemans to hold his own for the Badgers. Down to the half boards right in Lucius. Now to the circle. It's Stramel. Works down to the goal line. Peels back to his right. Still stick handling. Almost coughed it up. Picked up now by Kuhlemans to the slot. Lucius there. So Stramel, and Cruz's shot, I think, went off of his teammate's stick and out of play.
Little scare there in my head as the Badgers stick handling kind of high up in the zone between the circle and the blue line. Almost lost the puck up there. We saw that. That was flashbacks to last night a little bit there.
The Badgers had a chance, but again, the shot by Lucius off a stick and out of play. Face off to the right of Close. Dominic Mersch will take the draw against John Mittelstadt, the brother of freshman defenseman Luke Mittelstadt, both from Eden Prairie. John didn't play last night. Off the draw, Lodge stutter step, tough angled shot, knocked down with a stick of by Sam Stang. Mersch trying to pull it free in the corner, did. Out to the point, it comes to Dexheimer, walks the wall right wing, pass to the slot. Good stick by Cal Thomas, freshman defenseman from Maple Grove. Badgers sent it deep again. Here's Dexheimer, deep again. And then he slashed Ryan Johnson, nothing called. Bad pass by Johnson, intercepted by Stang. Badgers playing well here early on. Dexheimer, Lodge, his shot blocked by Connor Kurth. Pulled free by Zach Erdahl, trying to spin away from the defenseman, no luck. And then Lodge fires it right back down in. Stang, goal line right. Centering pass intended for Mersch, intercepted by Mittelstadt. Tried to play it around behind the net, forced to the corner, and now Minnesota will exit its own zone, but turns it over at center ice. Mersch now with it, and he'll fire it into the far corner. Badgers change, 3.5 minutes in. They've outshot the Gophers on goal, 3-0, still no score.
You can see the strategy when they get in the puck, and they're going across the corner, and so the puck sits there in the corner instead of wrapping it around behind the net.
Saint foul, hands off to Vorlicki. He mishandled as he ran into a double team, and then the Gophers clear it up and into the crowd, stopping play with 16:24 left in the opening period. Wisconsin and Minnesota. Badger hockey brought to you by Ho-Chunk Nation. Play big, win big. Ho-Chunk Gaming Hotel and Convention Center, your grown-up getaway in Wisconsin Dells. Faceoff to close his right. Caulfield to take the draw. Vorlicki. Out to the point and DeSaint foul down to the corner. Vorlicki hit from behind by Thomas. He goes down into the sideboards a little awkwardly, but he's back up on his skates. No penalty call. And now Johnson back behind his net. Double team by DeSaint foul and Caulfield spun it to the near corner. Mittelstadt late to get there. Back behind the net. It's all alone as DeSaint foul. Left wing then Vorlicki tried to make a move on Kurth, but lost the puck, and now it slides all the way back Wisconsin's way, and the Gophers get a change. Badgers have possession, 4 minutes in, no score. It's been tilted one way here in the start of this hockey game. All to our right, the Minnesota zone. Passed by Kuhlman's too far for Caulfield. Played up to center ice, but the Badgers get it back, although Horbach's passed through his own zone. Kerr couldn't handle it. Pressured a bit by Brodzinski. Horbach again spins it around to the far side. Bantle tries to chip it out, can't clear. Dump right back deep into the Wisconsin zone. It ricochets into the air and down to Corson Kuhlmans, who has it. Now he's forechecked by Nelson, but able to muscle a puck out to center ice. Gophers take it from there. Minnesota sends it in. Mason Nevers, but Wisconsin's Kerr got there quickly. Kuhlman's no-look pass ahead to Lindmark, got caught up in his skates and taken away by Minnesota's Brodzinski. Quick shot save made by McClellan. Huge rebound. Brodzinski followed it up and pushed it wide. Badgers pick it up. They could have numbers to our right. Horbach with Lindmark. Pass to the right wing. Bantle slowed by Lacombe, but he comes out of there with a puck. Shoots and hits the near post. And now from the right wing, Vorlicki fires one. Close stands up in the 5 foot 10-inch netminder, gloves it, hangs on, gets a faceoff. Oh, near miss by Carson Bantle.
Yeah, Carson Bantle got hit, and it just bounced. It didn't look like however he got hit, it was right at the center of gravity or something, because he didn't even change his upper body or anything. He just stood straight up, skated a couple of strides, and rung one off the post.
Yeah, Jackson Lacombe stood him up, and Lacombe is 6'2", 200 pounds, and it didn't look like Bantle moved. He just held on to the puck, took one step to the left, and fired one. Wisconsin defender Luke LeMaster tackled in the defensive zone, nothing called, and now a pass by Nyes didn't connect with Cooley, and out through center ice it comes. Gophers have the puck. Top line out there for Minnesota. Got to be careful. Here's Lacombe back in his own end. Headman's left wing wall to Snuggerud. Pass too far ahead for Cooley. Taken away by Vorlicki. Tapped it center to Lucius now. Lucius from the slot out high. And a good stick by Faber. And that puck sails into the protective netting. 14:12 left in the opening period. Wisconsin and Minnesota are scoreless.
We've seen Luke LeMaster here early. Badgers have 7 defensemen dressed. I'm going to pay a little more close attention to how they're running their D right now. But he's gotten a couple shifts here early.
Yep. Tyson Jugnauth is yet to see the ice in the early going. Face off to the left of Justin Close. Mersch against Hughlin. And Mersch won it back, but it splits the D, and it forces Daniel Lodge all the way back into his own end. Rough night for this D pair last night. Lodge was minus three. Dexheimer minus four in that 7-1 loss. Badgers dump it in, but I believe offside called on Wisconsin. And we'll drop the puck back at neutral ice. And Wisconsin will stay with Mershon, Stang, and Erdahl. Dom played well last night. Badgers team captain. One goal, 3 points in his fifth year at Wisconsin. Nearing 140 career games. Scooting into the offensive zone, Brody Lamb. Around the corner, got by Lodge. Set up for Pitlick. Got a stick on it, but the Badgers had sticks in the way. Now a pass, Euglin. He shoots one off the stick of Dexheimer up over the glass. And that stops play with 13:41 remaining in the opening period. Wisconsin and Minnesota, no score.
They're 6-plus minutes in so far. You got to like everything about Wisconsin so far. A lot of offensive zone time, causing turnovers in the offensive zone for the defense. There has been one or two turnovers along the boards for Wisconsin and if other places, but they weren't the last man carrying the puck up the ice. There was some support behind them, and so those didn't turn into much for Minnesota.
Wolfers win the offensive zone faceoff. Thomas walks the blue line. Left-handed defenseman fires one off the glass behind the Badgers' cage. Now Kurth sidesteps Bantle. Lost the puck to Wisconsin's Lindbark, who feeds ahead to Bantle. Twirls away from the right-wing wall pressure and then threw it back to Thomas, who then fires it deep into the Wisconsin zone. Vorlicki gets there first. He'll rim it around and chopped at by Horbach out to center. Thomas again is Minnesota on the attack. Kurth, good poke check by Wisconsin. Stramel. Badgers have the puck for a moment. Now Lucius finds Korniak. Middle of the ice, Stramel across the line. He comes. Little soft pass with a backhand trying to get Korniak going to the net just a bit too far. Stramel off the wall. That's Lucius, beg your pardon. He tried to stick handle in the slot. Taken away by Kurth and a breakaway for Connor. Kurth coming in on McClellan. Deke shoots and he tried to go 5-all and McClellan with a big stop.
Just when we were talking about what Wisconsin hadn't done yet, that was a play right there. And unlike last night, Kyle McClellan makes the breakaway save, and Wisconsin stays scoreless on the D-end.
Big save by Kyle McClellan here in the opening period. No score. 7.5 minutes gone by. Here's Lucius now with it for Wisconsin. Right wing wants to toe pull. Instead, dragged it around Kester, but never got a shot off. It's batted off his stick by Nevers. Lucius just got away with a slash. Lead feed to the defenseman, Lacombe. He's slowed and taken down by Kulemans, but drops a pass off to Brodzinski. His bouncing shot went right through the low slot. And then DeSaint Fowl took a tumble as he tried to skate out of the Wisconsin zone. Badgers have it. Bad backhand pass by Kulemans, taken away by Minnesota. Nelson with a shot. No, he hit the near side post. It comes to the near boards. Oh, Nelson took advantage of another bad turnover by Wisconsin. Walked right down towards the Badgers net with a player on him and still got a quality shot off.
Yeah, Kyle McClellan reacted like he maybe thought it went in, but it hit maybe softly off the post behind him. And give Nelson a little bit of credit there. It was up in the air, and he's 6'4", and took it out of the air, put it down, and ended up on the rush.
Almquist, tough angled shot, easy save for Close. He hangs on, and then a couple of players mixing it up a bit after the whistle. 11:29 left here in the first period of play. That was Jack Horbach and Mike Kester who were exchanging pleasantries there. A couple of breakaways. Well, one full breakaway for Kurth, and then Jackson, a near breakaway. Jackson Nelson, that is. But McClellan, that was a huge stop on Kurth.
It's humongous. Again, Wisconsin, it's kind of like they have the rushing attack here, and Minnesota's throwing the long ball, the deep passes so far.
Yeah, right. Nicely done. You've turned into quite an analyst, Paul.
Learn from our work with the best.
Here's Minnesota's Cooley, had the puck, lost the puck. Nice picks it up, finds Cooley in the circle, tries to dance around Horbach and Dexheimer, but he got pulled down and a penalty coming up on Wisconsin. Cooley showing the goods for sure. That was quite a move in the Badgers' defensive zone.
Yeah, he kind of dances around when he has the puck. Plays super confident with the puck. Not sure the Badgers really meant to take him down, but the way he moved quickly and where their sticks were, it just ended up him falling over.
8:54, the time of the hooking penalty on Wisconsin's Owen Lindmark. Minnesota on the power play, 1-for-3 last night, 15-for-61 this season, a little bit better than 24%. And the problem with Lindmark being in the box, he is Wisconsin's best penalty killer.
And best faceoff man.
You're right, right. So Dominic Mersch with Sam Stang, Mike Vorlicky, Corson Kuhlemans early on here at Mariucci. Still looking for our first goal of the night. Wisconsin's Mersch won the draw. Kuhlemans fires it all the way down on goal, about 190 feet, and Close stops it and hands off to Jackson Lacombe. Snaps off a pass, middle of the ice, Cooley. Right wing now at Snuggerud. Pressured by Vorlicky, tackled by Vorlicky. Puck comes loose to Kuhlemans, and he rims it all the way around and out. Minnesota had gone over three full games without a penalty. It was amazing. They had played in back-to-back games in East Lansing last weekend when neither team was penalized in two full games. Cooley with a toe pull, his shot blocked by Anthony Kerr. Wasn't sure how many penalties we were going to see here this weekend, but we saw quite a few last night. Eight, in fact, four on each team, and one early on here tonight. Big collision in the Minnesota or Wisconsin zone as Cooley got wiped out. Here's Nelson now, big right-hander, carried it back behind the net. Poke check by Lodge. Horbach tried to clear, but Nyes hooked the stick out of his hands, and that will nullify the remaining 101 on Owen Lindmark's hooking penalty, and Matthew Nyes will get the gates.
You know, it was interesting. I saw a replay while that power play started up, and
they're going to take two. Logan Cooley's going too. They're taking a pair of gophers. And the fans, obviously, here at Mariucci do not like it. Go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt. I was just surprised all of a sudden Cooley's being pulled away by the linesman.
Well, what I was going to say almost doesn't even matter anymore, but it looked like when they showed the replay of the penalty call, and they showed Tony Granato after it with his stoic face, not so sure that Cooley didn't just fall over when he was trying to dance around people, but it doesn't matter now because Minnesota just took two penalties to end it.
Wow. Both penalties coming at 9:53. Nyes gets a hooking penalty, and I think Cooley will get a high sticking penalty. So the Badgers actually have a 4-on-3 power play for a minute one. Yeah, Cooley for high sticking. Wow.
I see Minnesota's head coach is not so happy about the development for the Gophers.
Well, again, they had been rarely penalized. In fact, the least penalized team in the country. And then all of a sudden they got four last night. They pick up two in the same shift here tonight. Gophers won the defensive zone faceoff, sent it all the way down. Jugnauth out there for the first time tonight, running this number one power play. Lucius with Kuhlemans and Stramel. Three freshmen and a sophomore, and they try to play a small area game, almost coughed it up. Lucius gathers it in and has to walk back across the line. We'll try to set things up. 4-on-3 power play for 30 seconds. Then the Badgers get a 5-on-3 for a minute and a half. Here's Lucius, left circle, shoots one up high into the chest of Close. Got caught up in his blocker as well and held on to it. So a faceoff to come, 26 seconds left of the 4-on-3.
Justin Close, every single shot he faces, he goes down and then he raises his upper body up and covers as much of the net as he can with his shoulders. He's talked about how he's a smaller goaltender. He's only 5'10", but he makes himself about as big as he possibly can the way he does that.
He looks wide, doesn't he? Minnesota won the D-zone faceoff again and rimmed it all the way around and out. DeSaint Fowl out there now with Kuhlemans, Bantle, and Caulfield. Kuhlemans skates through center. Gains the line, fans off to the left. Bantle will head to the front of the net. Kuhlemans to the right wing and DeSaint Fowl. He's been quiet the last few weeks as Matthew DeSaint Fowl. He's got the puck now. Out high right, Kuhlemans. Toe pull, can't get a shot off. Penalty to Wisconsin's Lindmark over. Badgers get a 5-on-3 for a minute. 1 minute. DeSaint Fowl out high, looking. Kuhlemans wants the puck, gets the puck. They broke down the D, didn't shoot. Now DeSaint Fowl's shot blocked by Johnson. They had open shooting lanes and turned them down a couple of times. Here's Kuhlemans again. Goal line right, it's Caulfield. Now DeSaint Fowl, they're playing pitch and catch behind the net. Kuhlemans sets and fires. That shot blocked, came free. Bantle with a chance in front, a scramble. Diving on top of it, the goaltender Justin Close, he covers.
I think the Badgers passed up a few shots, but you said it was a clear shot. It was too clear of a shot. They didn't have anyone in front of Justin Close, and that's probably why they turned those over. They finally moved the puck back and forth, tried to go side-side a little bit, and finally took a couple shots on the play.
Face off to the left of Close, who stopped all seven Badgers bids so far. 5-on-3 power play continues for 32 seconds, and Caulfield failed to win the draw, though it's retrieved by Bantle, and Wisconsin does have possession. Jugnoff, top of the left ring. Caulfield, DeSaint Foul, goal line. Back to Kulemans, straight away, looking. DeSaint Foul at the dots. Back to Kulemans, one-timer, he scores! Corson Kulemans, a 5-on-3 power play goal set up by Matthew DeSaint Foul, and the Badgers have the lead at Mariucci.
That time again, side to side, quick puck movement, made it difficult for Justin Kluse to get across. It was Kulemans to DeSaint Foul and back. And Carson Bantle standing in the way, and Wisconsin converts.
Corson Kulemans, his fifth goal of the season, third on the power play. And Wisconsin grabs the lead here against third-ranked Minnesota.
It's only the seventh time this year Wisconsin's had the first goal of the game.
Wisconsin still on a power play. Free to Kerr, who shoots one high and wide from 15 feet away. Kerr will try again. His shot blocked by Johnson. Penalty has had expired to Minnesota. Puck trickles to the near side wall of the Minnesota zone. Lucius in there, engaged with Johnson. Eventually cleared all the way down by Nelson, who lost track of exactly what was going on, and he accidentally iced the puck. Faceoff coming up in the Gopher zone. 1-0 Wisconsin. 7:53 to go in the first. Kulemans from DeSaint Foul and Caulfield officially at 11:37.
You mentioned it was a couple seconds after that with Anthony Kerr all alone at the top of the slot.
Oh.
Puck came off of backboards. Badger found him. One of his teammates put it across wide open, but kind of a little bit like the World Cup today, and the penalty kick for England right over the net.
Yep. Anthony Kerr, one goal in 85 career games with the Wisconsin Badgers, who just lost the defensive zone faceoff. Minnesota clears it back Wisconsin's way, not strongly enough for icing. Borlicki ahead to Horbach, who deflects deep into the Minnesota zone. Close, well out of his net, and tried to clear it around the high glass. Instead, golfed it into the crowd. And a happy fan there. Maybe she caught it with her container of popcorn. I'm not sure. Faceoff again in the Minnesota zone, 1-0. Gophers trail the Badgers, 8-3, shots on goal in favor of Wisconsin. Top line out there, Cooley, Snuggerud, and Nyes. Gophers won the draw, Nyes couldn't handle the breakout pass. Cooley slows the progress of Dexheimer. Loose at neutral ice, with Mittelstadt back to get it, plays a two-center. Cooley tried to walk around Lindmark, who got in the way, went off his skate, now the puck back to Luke Mittelstadt. To Kester, fired in, deflected by Snuggerud. First man there, Wisconsin's Ben Dexheimer. And he coughed up the puck. Look out, Nyes, low left, looking, puts one in front, and somehow McClellan got his pad on that shot by Snuggerud, who was defended in front of the cage by Lotch. Go ahead.
I'll say the second play at McClellan, just the way he's playing, it looks like he thinks it's in. The way he reacts after the play.
And now a whistle offside called on Minnesota. Cooley dangled a bit as he came across the line right side and drew his teammate offside. And now a little extra pushing and shoving going on. Young lads wearing maroon and gold and white uniforms here tonight. Getting a little frustrated by the Wisconsin Badgers, who lead the Gophers 1-0. 6:44 left in the opening period. Back in a moment from the American Family Insurance broadcast booth. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot, basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Wisconsin Badger Hockey brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. They protect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. 1-0 Wisconsin lead. Corson Kuhlman's 5-on-3 power play goal at 11:37 of this opening frame. Faceoff won by Mersch. Pokes it into the Minnesota zone. Lacombe, though, back to get it. Trying to spin away from Mersch, who's just persistent on the forecheck. Eventually, they come up the middle of the ice, and Hughlin skates past Ertl, who maybe got a little bit too deep. Here's Pitlick now. Mersch fell down. Here's Lamb with a chance in the slot, but never got the shot off as Stang out-muscled him on his stick. Good, strong stick by Sam Stang. Say that five times fast.
And the batter forwards came back and collapsed and helped break that play up after it looked like it was going to be dangerous.
And that was an issue last night. Lazy back check, according to Tony Granato, on a number of instances. Here's Stang all by his lonesome, 1-on-5 in the Minnesota zone. Tried to pitch it out to Malmquist, who came off the bench for a fresh change. Now Liam will skate behind the net. Mishandled just a bit, slowed by Thomas, but comes away with it and plays it to the left point in Kuhlman's. Corson. Straight away, his shot got through. Stick save made by Close. Couldn't handle the rebound. Poked it towards the corner. Hughlin now with it. He's bothered by Stang. And then Kuhlman's runs through. Lamb knocks him down. Long range shot. That got blocked. Badgers still in the offensive end. Stang to Vorlicki now. His toe pull shot. That hit his teammate. Bounced free. And Wisconsin's Caulfield scores. It's 2-0 Wisconsin. There was some puck luck for the Badgers.
There sure was, and I think Corson Kuhlman started out with his second career hit of his sophomore season, but Badgers, the puck goes towards the net. It hits, I'm not sure if it was a gopher or a badger, and just lands right in Brock Caulfield's stick. You saw a play like that last week with against Michigan, where on the power play, the puck bounced right to him in the slot. This one again, and Justin Kluse was down and looking for the first save, and the net was mostly empty, and Brock Caulfield spun the person on his back and hit the empty net.
Caulfield from Vorlicki and Stang at 14:31 for Brock Caulfield, his sixth goal this season. It's 2-0 Badgers. Here comes John Mittelstadt, fourth line centerman. Mittelstadt, left-hander across the line. On him, DeSane foul, plus Malmquist. Pass towards the cage was knocked free, and the Badgers lifted up through neutral ice and all the way down. Here comes Charlie Stramel's line now with Gorniak and Lucius. Johnson, left-handed defenseman. Through center ice, pass intended for Charlie Strobel, didn't get to him. Now the Badgers, good strong work behind there, below their own goal line. Little miscommunication between Lodge and Dexheimer. Now Ben after it, he takes a hit along the wall. Lodge then does the same. Strobel tried to put it in front of the Badgers net, taken away by Stramel, stick handling behind the cage. Little dangerous play, but able to maintain possession, and Dexheimer has it for Wisconsin. 2-0 Badgers, 4:25 left in the first period of play. Stramel now to the left corner. Little hesitation move. Brock Faber did not bite and just carried him right into the boards. Badgers still have the puck, though. Korniak moving his feet left and right. Jackson Nelson getting tired of it, trying to stay on him. Puck loose back behind the net, and Lucius got it through. Korniak with a chance and Close located and dove on top of it. Now Stramel and Faber going at it, two products of the National Team Development Program, and I think they're both going to go to the penalty box. I like the jam that Wisconsin's showing here tonight. Dave Starman term, but I think Stramel and Faber are going, or just Charlie Stramel? Referee indicated both, but now they're going to talk, and what are they going to talk about, though? As long as Stramel didn't grab the face mask of Faber, it should be a two-minute minor. He did appear to get his right hand up underneath the chin of Faber. And we'll see what they call. Are they going to take a look at video replay? They are. I couldn't tell on the replay, nor when it happened live in front of us, Paul.
Yeah, I think Stramel got a stick on the glove of the goaltender to start it out. And it's hard to tell there. It looks like he's trying to get his shirt.
The headbutt maybe.
Hit heads, correct. So this could be interesting for Wisconsin. Charlie Stramel here. See what the officials call on this one.
Yeah, this might be a judgment call because the replay we just saw a moment ago, Stramel may have been off balance and his head cocked back and then forth and hit Faber right in the face mask. Yeah, that might be five. He might be done for the night, Paul. Charlie Stramel's picked up the play, his play. 5 points in the last six games. They have taken Faber to the box, which I thought was appropriate. Faber complaining as he put his right hand up to his face as to indicate that Stramel may have drawn blood with that head contact. But it wasn't called on the ice. Now the referee's looking at video replay. And Tony Cech and Jake Rakuki are going to come out and explain to the crowd here. 2-0 Wisconsin with a lead. 5-on-3 power play goal for Corson Kuhlemans at 11:37. 3 minutes later, Brock Caulfield scored after a shot by Mike Vorlicki. All right, let's see what happens.
Looks like he's out.
He's done for the night. Goodness. Charlie Stramel, the Badgers' most penalized player. This is his 13th and 14th penalties of the season. 5-minute major and a 10-minute misconduct for Stramel. He went to the Badgers bench to take a seat. And the linesman, Sam Schakowsky, said, "No, young man, you need to go to the locker room." Ouch.
So you said 5 and a 10 misconduct, or he's out for the game? I missed that part of it.
Yeah, I'm waiting to hear. I'm waiting to see. With him being exited to the locker room, I would assume, and this is just an assumption, that 5-minute major, 10-minute game misconduct, he's done for the night. If he's escorted to the locker room, there's 4:06 left in the period. But and now the referee's talking with Tony Granato and his staff about things, and they're trying to explain exactly what they saw from video. Minnesota, it's 4-on-4 for at least 2 minutes here, or at the most 2 minutes. They still have not put Stramel's penalty up on the scoreboard. They have Faber's penalty on the board, but nothing else.
So watching the replay again, the head's hit. The one thing that Charlie Stramel was very surprised, you kind of wonder, the Minnesota player had his hand on the jersey of Charlie Stramel and may have pulled him over, but it doesn't matter. He's out for the next 5 minutes, and not sure if it's the game or not.
Game misconduct for Stramel.
Okay,
5-minute major for contact to the head. Faber gets 2 minutes for roughing. So Stramel is done for the night. So it's 4-on-4 for 2 minutes. And then 3 minutes of power play hockey for the Gophers. They could extend into the second period of play. Badgers lead 2-1. Kester's out with Luke Mittelstadt. Kester carries it across the Wisconsin line. Caulfield on him. High slot, Luke Mittelstadt. Left-handed defenseman works his way to the left wing. Threw a bad pass to the high slot right to the stick of Wisconsin's Brock Caulfield, who skates to empty ice and then taps it back to Kerr, who's got space. Now Daniel Lotch, who comes across the ice by the Badgers bench to Kerr. Wisconsin doing a nice job here in this 4-on-4. Kerr's centering pass got caught up in the skates of Mittelstadt right in front of the Minnesota goal mouth. Gophers now have possession. 1:15 to go in the 2-minute minor to Faber, and then a power play, an extended one for Minnesota. Here's Nevers now trying to dart around Lodge, but Daniel with nice positioning, using his length to fend off Nevers, and the Badgers in the first. 2-0 Badgers. Lindmark across the line. Go ahead.
Yeah, Minnesota hasn't put out their top line at all during this 4-on-4, assuming they're saving them for the power play coming up.
Uh-huh. Here's Hughlin now deep in his own end. Thomas with it. Single forechecker is Carson Bantle. Hughlin with the puck and with speed. Gets around D. St. Foul. Fans off to his left. Trying to walk for Licky and does, and raises a short side attempt that goes high into the air off the glass. Still in play though. Pitlick now with it. Right circle. Finds an open Thomas. Shoots one. Hit the post behind McClellan, who reached with his blocker to make the stop. Now Thomas again. Bad turnover. Badgers. Cal Thomas. Defenseman canceled out by Kuhlemans. Now puts it back door. Pitlick scores. Badgers break down in their own end. Minnesota pulls within one.
That's a tough one. Wisconsin had the puck along the boards. Just a silly pass up the middle of the ice. A spin and try to clear it. little disoriented. Maybe it might have been a try to pass to a defensive partner and missed the pass. And Minnesota made the Badgers pay.
Rhett Pitlick, who scored last night, scores again, his eighth goal of the season. It comes at 17:38. It's a 2-1 Wisconsin lead. Goodness. Thomas almost scored a moment prior to that. Run the near iron. Up behind the Badgers cage. They've got Nyes out there now. Cooley as well. Faber served his penalty. He comes across, replaced by Jimmy Snuggerud. Power play unit out there for Minnesota. 3 minutes of power play. Hockey, Snuggerud shoots and scores. From 2-0 to 2-2.
Snuggerud snuck in on the bench when the Gophers got to full strength. He was the late player to the play, and he was wide open coming down into the zone. He made a heck of a shot top of the faceoff circle over the shoulder of Kyle McClellan.
12th goal of the year for Snuggerud. A power play tally at 18:07. They've scored two goals in 29 seconds to square this score. Wow. And Minnesota's still on the power play because of Charlie Stramel's major. Snuggerud from Nelson and Lacombe. Lindmark out there on the penalty kill. Minnesota lead feed intended for Cooley. And a whistle and a stoppage in play.
Yeah, you could feel the building a little bit there.
Oh, yeah.
The building and its building. Badgers couldn't win the puck behind their own net and turn into a goal.
Gophers have scored twice on five shots on goal. Their shooting percentage this weekend has been very, very good. Seven goals on 30 shots last night. Badgers hustle to the puck, and Luke LeMaster fires it all the way down. Mersch in on the forecheck. Close behind his net, though, rimmed it around the glass. Here's Cooley with it. Power play continues for Minnesota. 80 seconds left of the period. Nelson right wing, defended by Vorlicki. Snaps it around the boards, but Nyes can't reach it. Picked up by Lacombe. He throws it to empty ice. Vorlicki tries to get there first. Run into the boards by Nelson. And then Mersch goes down. Nelson keeps it alive. Tap to the point and Lacombe. Here's Nyes now to the goal line and Nelson. Nelson looking. Pass all the way out to the point. Lacombe and a drive far side by Cooley. Stopped by McClellan. He hangs on. 52.4 seconds left in the period. Wisconsin 2, Minnesota 2. And this place came to life.
That was last night, about the same time in the game. Minnesota scored twice after the 18-minute mark in the period. And here, pretty much do the same thing again. Difference is Wisconsin had a 2-0 lead, and things were going pretty well.
New power play unit for Bob Motzko's club. Hughlin tried to one-hand the puck up to the point man. Badgers take it away and bat it all the way down. 40 seconds left in the period. Badgers shorthanded for the remainder of it. Lindmark can't pick up the loose puck, but Lotch has it in the slot. Thought about taking it to the net and then thinks better of it. Skates to the near wall, turns and fires it to the far boards. Mittelstadt with it for Minnesota. 24 seconds left and counting down. He misfired on a headman pass and iced it on a power play. Badgers get an offensive zone faceoff shorthanded with 21.6 seconds left. Stang's out there right now. Mersch will take the draw in the offensive zone to the right, I believe, of Justin Close. Yes.
Talked about faceoffs, and Wisconsin hasn't done great tonight on those so far, but this would be a good time to win it. Win this one back, you can kill most of the last 20 seconds.
Wisconsin's lost 15 of 24 draws so far. Puck goes to the far wall, and Kester flipped it over to Brodzinski. Nevers cuts to the slot, taken down by Wisconsin's Mersch. Fans wanted a penalty, no call. He took a dive. Mersch just put his right arm around him, and Nevers fell down rather easily. 4 seconds left. Kester now out high, blue line, stepping in with the puck. Brodzinski open near side. Middleton scores with no time left on the clock. Second power play goal in this major penalty to Charlie Stramel. It comes from Luke Mittelstadt, the freshman and former Madison Capital. The Gophers have come back from 2-0 down, and at this moment it appears to be 3-2. The referees are going to check the clock to make sure that goal counts.
That's really close, but it might have got there before the puck, before the horn or the clock went to zero.
Wow. Badgers controlled from the very beginning of this hockey game, eventually scored thanks to a couple of minor penalties to Nyes and Cooley at 9:53, gave the Badgers a 5-on-3 power play. Kuhlemans lit the lamp to give Wisconsin a 1-0 lead, and Brock Caulfield made it 2-0, but Minnesota has rallied. Pitlick on a nice play by Cal Thomas, who originally beat McClellan on a shot, hit the post, ricocheted, Badgers coughed it up, Thomas found Pitlick for a layup to make it 2-1, and then Snugger fresh off the bench during a major power play for Minnesota, zipped one past McClellan from the top of the left circle to make it 2-2. And now we're wondering, is it 3-2 Minnesota? Did the clock hit triple zeros before Mittelstadt's shot went across the line? Brodzinski to an open Mittelstadt, left dot, uncovered, shot and scored, but you can't tell. You can look at video replay. I'm looking at the scoreboard in front of us. Paul, you're taking a closer look at the Bally Sports North feed. And I'm not sure if you can tell or not. What do you think?
The problem is, at least where we're looking, you can't tell where the puck is. They keep going to zero and .1, and there's can't see where the puck is on the play. It's either under the bar or it's not in the screen yet.
We got to play the whole play. And what's it going to be called? We're going to find out. Wow. Good goal for Minnesota's Luke Mittelstadt.
Wow.
3-2, Gophers. With the lead, they'll drop the puck just as a formality.
Point wow. 1 seconds left in the period.
Wow, it went from good to bad really quick. They'll drop the puck, and that's it for the first period. Badgers blow a 2-0 lead down 3-2 after one. We'll return here in just a moment. Badger Hockey brought to you by Rail Transport, offering home daily truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Throughout 2022, UW Athletics and BMO is observing the 50th anniversary of Title IX and celebrating the landmark legislation's impact on women in collegiate sports. With events and moments planned throughout the calendar year, Wisconsin Athletics is finding unique ways to tell female stories, celebrate with the community and campus, and highlight past and present accomplishments of teams and individuals. Visit uwbadgers.com/Title IX for more information. Thanks to BMO for their support of the 50th anniversary of the Title IX celebration.
One period in the books, Minnesota with a 3-2 lead on Wisconsin. Luke Mittelstadt, the freshman from Eden Prairie, played for the Madison Capitals a year ago. First team all USHL. He had 19 goals and 55 points for the Caps, who made the Clark Cup final last season. But Mittelstadt gets the last second goal of the first period to give Minnesota a 3-2 lead. And Paul, they still have 54 seconds of power play hockey when the second period begins because of the 5-minute major taken by Charlie Stramel.
That's amazing. 3 minutes left in the first period. Badgers are up 2-0. Controlling play for the most part around the Gopher net. Charlie Stramel ends up getting called for a penalty after a little melee. 5-minute major gets tossed out of the game. Badgers make one bag pass up the center of the ice from, I think, to try attempt to a D partner, but missed. And then the Gophers just go from there. You could feel the energy, how the game changed once that penalty was called, really.
Yep.
And we talked about mistakes and the Gophers taking advantage. That's not one play directly to a goal, but it completely changed this game.
Yeah, the penalty that Stramel took, it was at 15:54, and then Rhett Pitlick scores at 17:38, Jimmy Snuggerud at 18:07, Luke Middlestad at 19:59, and despite out shooting Minnesota 11-7 in the opening period, the Badgers are down 3-2 after one. The Ho-Chunk first intermission report is next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit clarybuilding.com today.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
I'm a wife and the mother of two kids, and I've got a good job.
Bye, Mom.
See you, Mom.
A pretty important job. Because of my family and my job, I really care about this neighborhood. It's a good neighborhood. Yes, there's some crime. And when I drive to work, like now, I realize that some people here don't trust the police. So the police should be reaching out to this community, and this community should reach out to the police. That's the way to make this a safer place. And when I get to work in the precinct house and put on my uniform, I can tell you as a police officer that this department is reaching out to the community and the community is doing its part. We're building partnerships. This should be happening everywhere. This is how we can all be safer. Get involved. Start the conversation.
Start the conversation and help stop crime. To learn the five things you can do, go to ncpc.org/preventviolentcrime. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the Bureau of Justice Assistance.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Vetterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. This is the Ho-Chunk First Intermission Report. Badgers trail Minnesota 3-2 after one period of play. Elsewhere in the Big Ten, Notre Dame leads Penn State 3-1 midway through the third in South Bend. Irish trying to split that series. And Michigan in its home-and-home series with Michigan State leading Michigan State 1-0 late in the second period in Ann Arbor. Badger women 5-1 winners at Minnesota State tonight. Mark Johnson's club finishes the first half of the season at 15-2-1. Again, the Badgers trail Minnesota 3-2 after one. We'll return in a few moments. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Director's Cup at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with six championships. Women's soccer, two-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep it in the state, delivering award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Welcome to Culver's.
There is dirt by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger, hello. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom with every blue spoonful. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
Save big money on your kitchen update at Menards. Renovate your kitchen with new cabinets from Cardell. They offer a wide selection of cabinets to choose from to find the right style for your kitchen. Ready to install and featuring a modern, seamless look. Cardell cabinets give your kitchen a new feel. Come to Menards right now. All Cardell designer and cornerstone cabinets are on sale. Prices good through December 18th. Plus, get a Menards gift card. The perfect gift this season.
Four Seasons greetings to you all from Menards.
Well, Paul, things fell apart late in the first period, but the Badgers are only down a goal after one. But to start the second period is a critical juncture for this hockey club.
Yeah, obviously they got to have to kill 54 seconds of a Minnesota power play and successfully do that and just use your mental toughness to get back to how you were playing again. But until 4 minutes left in the period, the Badgers were the better team the entire first 15, 16 minutes of the game, and just you got to remember that and go back to how you were playing that way. And you could feel the crowd get into it and the ice kind of tilt there once that penalty was called on Charlie Stramel, and you just, again, you have to get back to how you're playing. It was really good hockey for first 15 minutes, and you got to have that mentality.
Yeah, unfortunately, Stramel's done for the night, so Wisconsin down to 11 forwards. Badgers trail 3-2, second period's coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Join Max Inc. Radio this New Year's Eve as we present live at thespaceship.tv. Max Inc. Radio will broadcast live from the spaceship.tv studios 6 p.m. to midnight, plus live performances from the Civil Engineers. Linda and the Zeros. And Porky's Groove Machine.
The Spice Girls. Muy caliente. Oh, they're not hitting.
Live streaming video at thespaceship.tv and live on this civic media station. Let's party New Year's Eve starting at 6 p.m. live from thespaceship.tv. Happy New Year's from Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance of snow tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows level off around 29, winds out of the southwest around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Daytime high is approaching 36. Lows dip down to about 26. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies expected. A dusting of snow Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 33.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly, and by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. It's time to drop the puck for the second period.
Paul Kappel,